T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Second round pick of the Milwaukee Brewers back in 2003, Tony Gwynn Jr. on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, now into the retirement life, host of Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan in San Diego. Tony, appreciate the time today, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So let's start up here. You, as a former outfielder yourself, in a situation like Trent Grisham, who now goes to the San Diego Padres today, in the deal that brings the Milwaukee Brewers Eric Lauer and Luis Urias, there's plays that you try to make in a game, the biggest magnitude game of your career. Trent Grisham, his last memory with the Milwaukee Brewers is the fatal play in the wild card game. But a young player that is trying to find themselves in this league, can you speak to what that is like, being able to come in and immediately playing an impact on a team that's going to the playoffs like he had to this year?
I mean, that speaks to the talent level that a guy like Grisham has. I mean, the fact that he comes up towards the end of the year, performs well, and Craig Counsell feels strongly enough to have him in the lineup in the biggest moments, I think that speaks volume to the type of talent he is. Now, I can speak on making those type of mistakes. I cannot speak on making those type of mistakes at that level, at that young of an age. I'm sure it's something he's been having to deal with for the entire offseason, but those type of things tend to make players stronger, and they're more prepared for the moment the following year. But the mere fact that he was in the lineup at that particular time, I think, speaks volumes to the type of talent he is, as I said.
Now, how does this trade work out for? I mean, who got the better of this trade, you think?
You know, when you look at it on the surface, you know, obviously we won't know until guys get out and start performing. But when you look at it on the surface, it seems like it could be a win-win for both parties. I think in the Brewers, they're getting a guy like Eric Lauer, who the Padres were very high on. But, you know, they've kind of, as they have with all their young pitchers, they've kind of babied them through the way. And I think in Eric's case, that may have hurt him. Not being allowed to pitch through some jams may not have been the best thing for him. And I think going to a place like Milwaukee, having some fresh voices, probably unleashing him a little bit. And he's pitched between 111, 149 innings, I think it was this year. But he's more than capable of putting more innings on his arm. And I expect him to flourish. And Luis Urias, he's a young, talented second baseman. This guy defensively is as good as it gets. Offensively, he struggled early, but the last month of the season he started to turn it on, to the point where I think he started to make some believers out here in San Diego that he could eventually be the batting average type of hitter that he has shown throughout his minor league career.
Tony, in that situation, in that middle infield and that infield in general, out in San Diego is such a logjam with Fernando Tatis Jr. and now obviously Manny Machado tied in for 10 years there. Was the situation with Urias, did it feel like he was just kind of blocked at maybe more of a natural position at shortstop? Because that's where it appears he's going to have a chance to play for the Brewers this year.
You know what's interesting is I don't think they ever even thought of it, him being blocked there. He was going to go into spring training, barring any other moves from the Padres. He's going to go in as the starting second baseman. He's going to have every opportunity to win that job. And having watched him play both spots, I think he's good at both. Like, he can play short, and he's equally as good at second. I think occasionally the throws became a little bit of an issue at a point in the season, but he was able to kind of curtail that. But from an offensive standpoint, I think he started to kind of figure things out. Now, with the everyday at-bats he's going to get in Milwaukee and being in a lineup that he's going to be in, I think it's going to benefit him. There won't be a whole lot of pressure on him to go out and produce, at least on the offensive side, immediately. But I certainly think he's more than capable of being able to step in at the second base role and really be a factor there.
Sure seems like he gets on base at a great clip. All through the minor leagues, he's on base is close to 400, and that's something that doesn't necessarily go away in the 73 games at the major league level. Now, you talked, Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from 97.3 The Fan in San Diego. Talked about Eric Lauer as a guy that kind of can be unleashed a little bit. This is also a dude that was an opening day starter for the Padres last year. Zach Davies, a former opening day starter for the Milwaukee Brewers. Did it feel like a swap where maybe, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, a change of scenery can be good for both sides?
It seems like that. And that's part of the reason why I said this seems like it could be a win-win for both. Having watched Zach Davies over the years in Milwaukee, you know what he's capable of being. They have very similar styles in terms of they're not overpowering. They're guys that they're going to pitch around the plate. They're going to try to get you to hit their best pitches. And when they're on, they're tough. I mean, Eric Lauer, at least when he was here in San Diego, he was a Dodger killer. They could not figure him out for the life of them. And so you can see the potential that he has going up against a lineup who's as good as the Dodgers and shutting them down. So I think having a new voice and being unleashed, not having the whole five innings thing kind of hanging over him, I think will be a benefit to him.
You know, Tony, just from an outside looking in, how do you feel about the way the Brewers are going about their business? I mean, you look at their pitching rotation. I mean, they really don't have that one. Well, they have maybe one, but they're trying to plug and play guys, and they're doing it by committee. Is that maybe a new way of doing things in Major League Baseball today?
Hey, there's no doubt. It's definitely the way the game is turning. It was, at least from my perspective, it was nice to see a team like Washington go out and win because they're doing it in a way that we've seen done before. You know, strong starting pitching, some strong bullpen arms. The Brewers, though, have an argument, right? I mean, they were one game away from doing it in the way that they've done it, meaning you bring in a starter, the moment you have the matchups you want to bring in your best bullpen guy, and you can get him for one, two, three innings, you're going to do that. And it's worked for him. I think the problem that, well, let me say that. It's worked for him to an extent. Because obviously,
correct,
if you get into the playoffs and you don't have those starting, you're depending on those bullpen arms to get you all the way through to the World Series there and hopefully winning it, it just doesn't seem as likely. You got to have some starters. You look at the Astros, you look at the Nationals. Those teams had dominant starters, one, two, three, four of them that they could get through a series. I'm not 100% sold that it can work in a playoff system, at least for the long haul. I think certain series you match up right, it can work, but that's all dependent on those guys being able to. And then when I say those guys, I'm talking about the bullpen being able to, you know, stay hot throughout the course of the playoffs. It's just very rare that we see that.
Tony, really appreciate the time, man. I know you got to get on air onto Gwynn and Chris and 97.3 The Fan out in San Diego. Really appreciate the insight, and we'll talk soon, all right?
All right, you guys take care.
Happy Thanksgiving as well, Tony.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1930.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.